Fox Searchlight had an incredible success with 12 Years a Slave. The film, about a free black man hauled into slavery, won this year's Best Picture Oscar. Well, now the studio is bringing out what our critic Bob Mondello says is the reverse of that story. It's a film called Belle.
Belle's mother was a slave on a Caribbean island, her father a British admiral, unaware that he even had a child until her mother's death in 1769. But he was quick to acknowledge that he had a responsibility to his now 6-year-old daughter, and to do something about it that many of that era would not have. Take her to England, so that while he's at sea, she can be raised by his family.
I'm here to take you to a good life, a life that you were born to.
His wealthy, influential family, somewhat to their shock.
I beg you, Uncle, love her as I would were I here, and ensure that she is in receipt of all that is due to her as a child of mine.
Do you have in mind my position?
Uncle's position is that of Lord Chief Justice, one of England's most senior judges. But for that very reason, Lord Mansfield is confident, more than his wife is, that society's rules will make sense of their unusual family situation.
Now we have 2 nieces in our guardianship.
Elizabeth was in much need of a companion.
And that is what we shall say when questions are asked.
We shall say that in accordance with her birthright, she is entitled to live beneath this roof. That is the nature of order.
And where in that order should her color be placed?
Dido, as Belle will be known by the family, will grow up just as sheltered and pampered as her blonde cousin Elizabeth, but with a few extra rules. She can't dine with the family, for instance, though she can meet guests away from the dinner table, a tad awkwardly.
Good Lord, the Negro. I have no idea she would be so blurred.
Did you not listen to the rumors when you were spreading them, Mama?
Belle, who's played as an adult by Gugu Mbatha-Raw, is genteel but increasingly assertive as she's subjected to all sorts of indignities, especially when she comes of marriageable age. She's also kept in the dark about a court case Lord Mansfield is grappling with, a slave ship massacre where the crew threw more than 100 sickly Africans overboard, then made an insurance claim for damaged cargo. The courtroom arguments give the film much of its heft, but director Ama Asante is intent on making other points about class and commerce and how women were treated as property in 18th century society, good for joining bloodlines when fortunes are endangered, but not for much else. Belle is required to hold her tongue, though all of this certainly complicates her situation.
Does she still have a tongue?
I have a tongue. Though yours explains well enough why I may not marry your son. My greatest misfortune would be to marry into a family who would carry me as their shame.
Though the basic outlines of Belle's story are real, including that court case, the filmmakers have invented freely within those outlines, and most of what they've invented feels like vintage Jane Austen. Dowries, deceptions, suitors, only some of whom are suitable. That has the effect of making the film feel elegant but a little weightless, despite the weighty matters at its center. Still, it's smartly acted, handsome, and well-crafted in a way that'll make it irresistible to many viewers. Pride with a whole lot of prejudice. I'm Bob Mondello.